Hello, this is Daryl Castle with today's podcast. Today is Wednesday, October 1st, 2014. And on today's podcast, we're going to discuss a vast and very expensive infrastructure project that has been in the works for over 100 years. And that project is the Grand Canal through Nicaragua, connecting the Pacific Ocean with the Caribbean and the Atlantic Ocean. More than a century ago, Nicaragua was in competition with Panama for the location of a canal, and Panama was the winner. A French project had attempted a canal in Panama and failed, which presented Washington with an opportunity to buy out the French project and show the world what American engineers could do. Today, however, it is not American engineers running the show and showing the world what they can do. It is Chinese engineers instead. Nicaragua never gave up on its dream of having a canal, and now it appears that dream is a reality. The Nicaraguan Grand Interoceanic Canal Authority was formed in July 2012, and in June 2013 it granted HKND a 50-year deal with exclusive rights to plan, design, construct, and operate the canal. HKND is a Chinese company registered in Hong Kong, and it is wholly owned by a Chinese billionaire named Wang Jing. HKND is an infrastructure development company, but Mr. Jing said he has been successful at attracting global investors to his project. The project, at first estimated to cost $40 billion, which is four times Nicaragua's annual gross national product, is now estimated at $50 billion. Construction is set to begin in December of this year and be completed within 6 years. Conditions are right, Mr. Jing says, for the project to begin, including mankind's increasing need for seaborne commerce. The canal will compete with the century-old Panama Canal, which is currently undergoing a $5.25 billion expansion. The Panama Canal, also run by Chinese companies, the canal will also compete with rail and truck lines across the United States linking the Atlantic and Pacific coast. Honduras, however, is also building, with Chinese money and Chinese help, a railway from its Pacific to Atlantic coast. The Grand Canal will begin on the Pacific coast at the Brito River, cross Lake Nicaragua, then across the Nicaraguan Isthmus to the Caribbean coast at the Punta Gorda River. It will run 278 kilometers, or 173 miles, 105 miles of which will run through Lake Nicaragua, which is a problem, one of the downsides of this project. Nicaragua gets its fresh water from Lake Nicaragua, and it is feared that pollution from ships passing through the lake, who knows what they will be carrying, what accidents could occur. Also, pollution from leakage of seawater into the freshwater lake. The other downside is that Nicaragua doesn't have a U.S. Constitution to protect private property, and so there has been no plans made to compensate landowners, farmers, and so forth for the taking of their property for this canal. The canal's channel will be cut wide to accommodate large ships. That will give it an edge over Panama and will allow shippers to take advantage of the economy of scale that large ships offer. In the agreement, Nicaragua will receive $10 million annually for the first 10 years, then renegotiate a new deal. Also, it will receive shares each year that will give it majority ownership in 50 years. So it appears the Nicaraguans and the Chinese are planning to be friends for a long time. Other countries are also interested in this project, interested in being friends with the Nicaraguans. Russia, in particular, has expressed an interest in investing in the project, but not Washington and not any American companies. In June, Mr. Wang Jin went to Nicaragua to have talks and photo ops with Daniel Ortega, the Nicaraguan leader. And therein lies the story. Mr. Ortega, former Sandinista leader of the Iran-Contra days, is not going to seek out his old enemies in Washington. No, this is an in-your-face deal, in-your-backyard deal from Mr. Ortega to Washington. The Chinese are moving to control the sea lanes and seaborne choke points across the world. They are also involved in a project to expand the Suez Canal. If you think about it, as commerce moves from Asia, including oil from the Middle East, which has to move through Asian waters, then somehow get to the east coast of the United States, it is a very, very important project. This is part of the Chinese-Russian-led attack, at least it seems that way to me, on U.S. prestige and ultimately the dollar. Control the shipping lanes and make direct trade deals in Chinese currency with trading partners. Washington seems powerless to do anything about it, and powerless in general. This neglect of American power and prestige is generally, gradually transferring long-term growth from America to Asia. The U.S. is in desperate need of leadership that cares about it. Mr. Wang Jin, 42 years old, he seems young, energetic, with direction and purpose and drive and ambition. I'm sure America has such businessmen and such leaders, but if so, where are they? This is a sad day for America, in my opinion. We have the finest military in the world, the president constantly reminds us, but nothing seems to work. Nothing else seems to work. Where are the deal makers that we used to have? Do what we say or we'll kill you doesn't work as well as it used to. At least it seems that way to me, folks. Until next time, this is Darrell Castle. Thanks for listening.